Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and what you're listening to right now is pianist Harold O'Neill at NPR's Grand Piano. He's released a new album of original solo piano pieces. It's an homage to music from silent films. It's called Marvelous Fantasy. The record is largely improvised, and that's precisely what he's doing right now. Let me get out of the way so we can hear some more. That is Harold O'Neill. His new album is called Marvelous Fantasy. He's here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A with me. Harold, welcome to the program. That was just an absolutely beautiful piece. I didn't recognize it from the new album, though. What is it?
Oh, that's actually a piece that's not on the album. It's a new composition, Dance of the Dream.
And what's it about?
That piece, well, it's inspired by a couple of Ravel pieces. He's one of my favorite classical pianists. Mm-hmm. And this piece, harmonically, is a lot of minor chords moving in all kinds of different intervals. And there's this common rhythmic pulse. So there's something about those sad type of chords moving in a happy way. Hmm. So that's kind of the deal with that one.
Interesting you mentioned Ravel. I was reading a New York Times review of your record, and it said it's somewhere between Ravel and Duke Ellington, which is pretty high praise. And in listening to it, it actually makes almost perfect sense. It kind of straddles this line between jazz and classical. Mm. It's almost hard to define. How would you describe this music?
Well, to tell you that, I'll go back to the inspiration. You know, when I was a kid and first started playing, I didn't know nothing about different styles of music, like most kids. But I did notice that there were these sounds I was hearing with these images I was seeing, and they seemed like the perfect sounds.
You're talking about cartoons.
Yeah, cartoons.
Right.
Yeah, so I wanted to, with this album, I wanted to make a record that someone did not have to be a jazz aficionado, did not have to be a classical enthusiast to be able to appreciate and connect with this music.
Well, we are here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A in front of NPR's Grand Piano with Harold O'Neill, and it would be great to hear something from this record. But before you do that, can you tell me what you're going to play and something about it?
Sure. This piece is entitled Marvelous Fantasy, and it's kind of like the climax of the album. Even though all the pieces are separate, this one's a climax, and this one had the most time put into it as far as work. So this is Marvelous Fantasy.
All right.
Thank you.
That's pianist Harold O'Neill here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A with a piece that appears on his new record. It's called Marvelous Fantasy, and that track is also called Marvelous Fantasy. What a beautiful piece, Harold.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share that with you guys.
Your background is so interesting and unusual. Your family is American, goes back a few generations, but you were born in Tanzania.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, my father was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and my mother's from Tanzania in a village in Arusha. And my father was in the Black Panther Party and moved to Africa in the 70s to change his life, change the pace, get away from that scene and be with his older brother, who's still in exile now over there. He was the leader of the Kansas City chapter of the Panther Party. And my dad went over there and met my mom, changed his life, and decided to raise the rest of the family here in America. So we came back.
I was looking through your Wikipedia entry, and it seems, Harold, that hackers may have broken into it because it has some of the most bizarre stuff anybody could come up with. Here's what it says. On top of being a jazz pianist, you're a b-boy hip-hop dancer. You've been a competitive kickboxer. You're a karate teacher, a shiatsu practitioner, a magician, and you can solve a Rubik's Cube in 30 seconds. Is that all accurate?
Yeah, I guess so. I've got a couple of new things.
I see, that you would add to the page.
Yeah.
So this was not hacked into. This is real.
I would hope so.
Let me ask you about some of these individually, the martial arts, karate.
Yes.
How did you become involved in karate?
I did karate when I was a kid and stuff, but it wasn't really serious. Just a few lessons here and there. But when I was in high school, I had a friend who was a couple of years younger than me, and we would try to pick on him, and he just tossed us around like a sack of potatoes getting thrown out, you know. And I said, "What is going on here?" And he said, "My dad's a karate teacher." And to tell the truth, I was probably like the only one out of that whole group that decided to connect with him and start studying with his dad. And that was years ago. But that's how I got into that.
You are a professional kickboxer, and you go by the name Harold Make Me Kneel O'Neill. Is that right?
Make 'em Kneel O'Neill.
Make 'em Kneel. Yep. Sorry, not Make Me Kneel. Yeah, you would want to make them kneel, of course. you're a B-boy.
Yes.
Which is a hip-hop dancer, of course. And you actually appear in a Jay-Z video, Young Forever, which is a great video. Have you tried your hand at hip-hop yourself?
You know, me and my brothers used to do that a lot growing up, but it's way out of practice. But I see the phrasing in jazz, improvisation, and hip-hop is very similar. Because they'll say, and that's... It's the same kind of phrasing. Yeah.
I noticed that the last line of your Wikipedia page entry says that you can solve a Rubik's Cube. What is your record?
You know what? Most of the time I don't keep track, just because I just love doing it.
Right.
But the last time I did it, and it was the fastest time, it was 25 seconds.
Wow.
26-ish.
Harold, I have to test you on your Rubik's Cube skills.
Oh.
And I actually have one.
Whoa!
I actually have a Rubik's Cube right here.
Oh, my God.
And
uh-oh.
I am going, it's all jumbled
up. You don't call
me
on that number,
I'm going to call you on it. And
now, I'm going to tell you right now, man, like, all kinds of different numbers come in all the time, and it really just
all
depends how it's mixed up.
We are going to time you.
Sounds like an excuse, right?
We're going to put you in the clock. So I'm going to walk over, hand you this Rubik's Cube, and I'll tell you when to go.
Okay.
All right. Do we have the clock ready? Clock is ready.
This is about to be like 5 minutes, folks.
All right.
Gonna have to cut to commercial.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it. It's an old Rubik's Cube that he's working with, I should say, but he's moving fast. His fingers are moving fast on that Rubik's Cube.
I should have told you. Hey, just because it's the fastest time doesn't mean it's the average time.
It's a sticky Rubik's Cube.
Yeah,
this is an original one from the 80s. But we're making progress.
I'm almost done.
We're making progress. See, just see his fingers moving fast, like on those piano keys. There it comes. Getting close. Getting close.
Good thing I took down that post that said I could eat like 1,000 firecrackers.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing you did take that down because, of course, we have a bag.
Okay, I'm done now.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
That's pretty good. That's a minute 18.
That's
pretty impressive.
Yeah, but.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
My guest is Harold O'Neill. He's a kickboxer, a Rubik's Cube champion, a b-boy dancer. Most importantly, he is a jazz pianist. And his new album is a collection of pieces for solo piano. It's called Marvelous Fantasy. I know that your great-grandfather was mm-hmm. also a pianist, mm-hmm. but he had a very specific specialty. Can you tell me about him?
Well, actually, I'm named after him and his son, and his name was Harold Pennington.
Hmm.
I found out after years of playing the piano and doing this, that my great-grandfather played for silent films in Kansas City. And my grandmother told me that she remembers when she was about 5 years old that he had a jazz trio and they would rehearse. And she remembers sitting in the theater
in Kansas
with him,
City.
In Kansas City, sitting in the theater. Because around that time period, Kansas City was, a certain way with the scene.
Presumably segregated movie theaters.
Right. So she said she remembers being in the theater and sitting behind the piano on the floor next to his feet as he's playing for these films. So
wow.
That was him.
So he would probably play improvisational piano, depending on what was on the screen, right?
That's right, yeah.
If you don't mind, I thought we would put you through a little exercise inspired by your great-grandfather, Harold.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to call out some scenes from a silent film. We'll just make it up as we go along, let's say. So,
okay.
And I'd like you to play along. All right, so let's start off with the exposition. Here's a man walking down a city street. Okay, all of a sudden, another man is on that street. He pulls out a gun and he starts chasing this man down the street, Harold. All right, he gets away, right? And as he's running away, he sees his girlfriend, his beautiful girlfriend. And they run toward each other in slow motion. It's a beautiful moment, Harold, but she has a secret that she is keeping from him, and it's a horrible secret. Turns out she's a spy, and she's on a secret mission. Now, just in time, Harold, our hero, our protagonist, finds out, and he saves the day. He manages to find out, and he saves the day. Big finale as the credits roll. Thank you. Well, I'd watch that movie for sure. That was incredible. I can't believe you pulled that off. Harold O'Neill, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and everyone out there, and thanks for listening and having me here. I really appreciate it.
Before you go, Harold, can I ask you to leave us with one more piece from the new record?
Yes.
And let me know what you're going to play for us.
This piece is entitled The Lovers.
And you can hear full performances of those Harold O'Neill pieces at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and edited by Barry Hardiman. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Megan Kane, Jacob Margolis, and Tasneem Shama. Our technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kalamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Key Molesky is our reference librarian, and our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're back with more news and features next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.